Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe. We hope you're having a great summer.
皆さん、広島大学のポッドキャストをいつもお聞きくださりありがとうございます。今月はこれまでの優しい英語会話のエピソードから厳選した超濃縮版をお届けします。
Yes!Let's listen to some of the best episodes from our Yasashi Eigo Kaiwa. Get ready for fun, everyone. Here we go.
Yay! Yay!
Why do we have to do this big report in less than a week? I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it.
Haha! It's called procrastinating. Everybody does it. The teacher told us weeks ago that we had to do this.
Yeah, they really keep us jumping here. And I got more deadlines than this one. When I first came to Japan, I hoped I wouldn't have so much homework. Actually, I just want to complain.
Is it harder here than back in the Philippines? For example, what was it like during finals week?
Students would gulp down too many energy drinks to stay awake for all-nighters. The libraries were packed with crammers and snoozers. The air was filled with tension for the impending doom of the morning to come. Judgment Day!
Haha! If you put it that way, that's super similar to school back in Canada, too. Although I never did all-nighters. My friends had it worse. They could finish a research paper...1 minute before the deadline, at 11:59 at night. Then they'd study for an early morning exam, make their PowerPoint presentation for another subject, and still show up for regular class, because the teachers sometimes took attendance.
That's exhausting. I can't imagine pulling that off. So how long before you can go to sleep then?
Some students sleep only after the week is over, literally.If you get a few winks a day, consider yourself lucky. It's torture every semester.
Hey, I think you can handle more than you think you can handle. Would you be interested in helping me?
Sure, why not? It's always a pleasure to help someone procrastinate.
Hey, did you get the textbook for our Japanese class yet?
Not yet. What's the title again?
I can't remember, honestly. I think the cover is blue and white, though.
And you think it's the only book with those colors? Oh, I think we'll be looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, do you have any better ideas?
No.
Could you ask the clerk about it? You do realize that I can't speak Japanese yet, right?
And you do realize that we are classmates in level 1, so basically we both can't speak Japanese.
Geez, point taken. Now what? Hey, I'll still try to find it the old-fashioned way, by looking in the store for it. I think we can get it before today ends.
Fine, I might as well help.
Oh, this is hopeless. I checked every shelf in this area.
And I'm pretty sure I've covered my part of the store, and there was no blue and white colored textbook.
I don't understand why we can't find it.
Do they even sell it here?
Hey, the teacher sent a text. He says he has all the copies in his office to be distributed tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Hey David, what's wrong? You look like you're having a rough morning.
Yeah, I just finished a test, and I really bummed out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. What happened?
Well, you know, Mike and I take that politics speaking class, right?
Yeah, you guys were always talking about how interesting that class was. So I thought you guys were definitely going to get a good grade.
Well, this week we had a test, which is where we randomly are given a topic regarding politics to debate about on the spot.
Okay.
So, Mike and I decided the day before that we would debate on every and any topics that came up throughout our day, so that we would prepare ourselves for the test. We practiced debating all day long. Anyways, we both got a bad grade because the teacher said that our preparation was poor. So, I tried to debate my grade with the teacher.
Oh no!
And he gave me an even lower grade and told me that I had to submit an essay about politics because I didn't study enough. Can you believe it?
I don't see how you could possibly get a bad grade. You both seem like you prepared for your test. What were the topics that you debated about?
We debated about which animal is better, dogs or cats. And at lunchtime, we debated whether or not hot dogs are sandwiches. The topic that was the most fun and I learned it the most from was who is better looking, Mike or me. I really have to think on my feet and be creative with my opinions to win that one.
Well, in that case, I'm not surprised the professor thought that you were unprepared for your test. Considering the fact that those topics are not political, they are stupid topics. Hey, Jonathan, you look so tired. What happened?
I've just had a bad day.
Oh, okay. You got my attention, bro. Go on.
This morning, I planned to ride the bus from my dorm to the bike shop to buy a new bike because the old one's broken. The LED light's not working, the chains rip apart, and obviously not fixable.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was around 9:45 and I have this class which starts from 10:30. So I needed to buy the bike quick and cycle back to the school as fast as I could.
Wow, that sounds like quite an exhausting plan.
I know, right? But because I don't have any other free time this week and I really wanted to get the bike as soon as possible, so I just went with the plan.
Haha, that's crazy.
Yeah, but then when I arrived at the shop, I found out it opens from 11. So I was 1 hour too early for buying the bike and about to be late for this class if I couldn't get back here within 20 minutes.
Ah!
So I ran back to the bus stop as fast as I could to catch a bus. Then I picked up my bag from the dorm and ran all the way here.
Wow, you must be tired.
Yeah, good thing I could get to this class on time.
Well, you better check their business hours next time then, haha.
True.
But if I were you, I would have skipped this class and waited until the shop opened, since you said that you don't have any other free time during this week. I think it's worth to sacrifice one class for getting a bike, haha. Oh, look, the teacher just emailed us. What? Today's class is cancelled.
No!
Ha 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 ha, poor you.
それでは楽しい夏をお過ごしください。
バイ。